brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Remember, Rand Paul opposed the NDAA. Rand Paul opposed these new wars. Rand Paul's a good guy, but they've made a terrible miscalculation. I mean, it's one thing to say we're going to go and make a fracas and try to get Mitt Romney to commit to some things and have Mitt Romney say, you know, hey, I want you Ron Paul people, and I'm going to, you know, make these commitments. That would be at least something. But just, you know, Rand Paul, hey, I'm endorsing Mitt Romney, while the Ron Paul people via the campaign have all been told, keep going. You know, we're going to secretly have a victory. And I knew it wasn't real the last few months, and I'm kind of like, hey, don't call up telling me delegate this, delegate that. I was like, I think I've said on air before that, you know, it's going to look like they're trying to steal the election, and that I don't think Ron Paul's going to do that. And of course, I've been proven right again. He has conceded that they didn't win the delegates and that they're not going to contest it and that you need to go and behave yourself. We got Lord Monson coming on for a couple of segments for the big update. Then I'll continue with your calls on this subject, a bunch of others. Let's go to James in Omaha, Nebraska. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. First time caller. I'm actually a delegate here in Nebraska. I won my Sarpy County convention going on to the state. I'm really disheartened. I mean, it's, you know, I'm putting off family vacations. In my book, it goes God, family, country. And in this case, I was going to put country before family, and I almost feel like I'm getting shafted. Just one point also, we should start.
Well, you know, your gut, if you're tuned in to the Almighty, is always right. And I got to be honest, my gut says betrayal. Sometimes the Paul people may not know this. They may have miscoordinated. That's why we got to hold back. But let me tell you, my political guns just swung around in their direction, and I got my radar on going, analyze, analyze. And now I'm like, you already knew this, Alex. You already saw the signs. And I'm like slapping myself in the face. It's just unbelievable. I'm sorry. Go ahead. If this is betrayal or miscalculated betrayal, unintentional betrayal, it's the type that hurts the worst. You know, I tell people in business, I'm in business with, you know, in life to, you know, get the capital to run this operation. It's one thing if I don't know somebody and they try to cheat me, but if I've worked with somebody for a long time and they do something wrong to me, I am their enemy forever. You make something personal with me, it's personal. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I agree. I think that it's going to take a little bit of working on your side, but we should call Mitten by his God-given name, Willard, you know, from here on out. People need to call him by his name. He's got this Hollywood rock star named Mitt, because that's the only way that he could get elected, because who's going to vote for a Willard? But we need to call him.
And then they'll
say,
oh, you must be for Obama. Hey, I'm done voting for the lesser two evils, okay? I mean, what do they think we're going to do? This is ridiculous.
His God-given name, too. But Willard and Mary, you know, if you can't even go by your own name that the good Lord gave you.
Well, it's like Obama. He's got so many names, we don't even know what his name is. I appreciate your call. Chris in Florida, you take us out. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I've been impressed by Dr. Paul since about 1992, when I was becoming politically active and trying to decide for whom to vote when I was coming of age to vote. But he's done a great job at identifying the problem. I just don't agree with the solution of a state-mandated commodity-based currency credit system. And
now, that can be manipulated as too, but at least we're having a debate about it. That's why I look at all the options. But what do you think of what's happened currently?
It's not as shocking and surprising, considering that in that he abstained from the NDAA voter in the first vote for H.R. 347, Senate Bill 1794, and that he voted for the Afghanistan police action. I've been impressed by a lot of the things he's been saying, but the problem, of course, is that the issue of currency and credit does not.
Sure, and that's another debate. I hear you. I appreciate your call. Believe in God, not man. That's all I can tell you. But I've been threatened. My family's been threatened. I didn't compromise. I've been offered big jobs. I was offered Glenn Beck's job before he existed. It was described to me, the books, the national TV show. Don't I want it? I just sell out to, it's like, sell out to bathe in a latrine. I mean, no thank you. I just don't get selling out. It's not in me. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing CellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with CellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at CellWealthForLife.com, spelled CellWealth for life.com, or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046, 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with CellWealthForLife.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, coming up in about 40 minutes, Adam Kokesh is going to pop in to give us his take on Rand Paul endorsing Mitt Romney and Ron Paul saying he's not going to use the delegates now to try to unseat or even cause a fracas or challenge it at the RNC. That means a deal's been made for VP for Rand or a cabinet position for Ron. We, the listeners, the supporters, need to then be told that and need to have the plan explained to us, not done behind closed doors, to then make our decision. I reserve judgment for now, but I've told you my issues, pro and con. They've got great voting records. They're constitutionalist against carbon taxes, New World Order, all of it. So for now, I'm reserving judgment, but our listeners are not. And it's all over the web. 95% in votes are down on this. And the Republican Party's trying to spin it. Now, Obama's horrible. He's terrible. And I would like to think that Mitt Romney is going to be a good guy. But I know he has the same financial backers. He supported carbon taxes in the past. And I've had from a Climate Depot, Mark Moreno, who's worked in the Senate, on saying he doesn't like Mitt Romney. And we got Lord Monckton on only for two or three segments. He's on about a host of breaking environmental news, also birth certificate news. He makes the joke that he found his birth certificate in Hawaii. That's really funny. I've got a Lord Monckton 2012 for president. pin because he's, you know, he says so. Of course, he doesn't have fake names. He didn't give up his citizenship in Indonesia, so I guess he's more a U.S. citizen than Obama actually is. But let me ask you this, because you've been the head of the U.K. Independence Party, bringing it from nowhere to second, you know, well, the fastest growing now, one of the biggest parties now. You've seen the inside of all this. I understand, hey, if the Republicans got that supported Ron Paul got cheated, there was clear fraud, then why not have some influence by endorsing Romney? But what are we getting? I don't know if you've been following this, Lord Monckton, but it's the big hot issue. Before we digress into the other big issues, you're here with us with an update for today. What's your gut take on this, looking in from the outside but also the inside, spending a lot of time each year here in the U.S. and sharing a lot of Ron Paul's views?
I think what's happened here is that it's become clear that Romney now has enough delegates to take the convention, virtually whatever anybody else does. And there comes a point where it isn't all that sensible to try fighting on. And I think Ron Paul has done very well hanging in there for as long as he has with the sensible views that he has. And I hope that the part of the deal that may have been done here is that he will be given some sort of cabinet post so that he can exercise some sensible influence over Mitt Romney or Willard or whatever his name is, because the difficulty that I see is that Romney hasn't really been very steady on matters of policy. At one moment he's all in favour of doing nothing about climate change. The next moment he's demanding that we must have cap and trade, the same on abortion, the same on many other issues, some of them very serious issues, on which by now a politician hoping to hold the highest office in the land ought to have settled views. So I am concerned that he is an all things to all men candidate. And I do think that what we need, and I'm sure you agree with this, is somebody like Ron Paul who has clear views and, to my mind, very sensible views on what now needs to be done. It's very clear that the number one issue is to reduce and reduce substantially the annual deficit of the US government, because you're now borrowing very large amounts of money from China, and anyone who borrows money from another government is no longer a free and sovereign nation. You become in hoc to your debtor, and your debtor then starts calling the tune. I haven't heard enough from any of the candidates except Ron Paul about this very serious issue. Romney has been more or less entirely silent on it, and I don't think that's acceptable either.
All right, so there's the perspective, and I see what you're saying. If he's not going to win, why not try to influence? And I guess if Ron Paul did get a cabinet position, and actually, I just don't see them doing that. If he gets strung along and doesn't get it, we know they got manipulated. And I just think my gut is, Lord Monckton, the supporters aren't going to buy that. They're not. It's not that they don't understand it. I just think if Romney hadn't supported abortion and carbon taxes and written Obamacare, then it would be a little different if he was a little more mainline conservative. He's so liberal, so globalist in the past. But then I see your argument. We'll get Ron Paul in there as a counterbalance. I mean, I understand those perspectives. It's just that Ron Paul's never compromised on anything, and I would see it as a compromise here. You know what? We've got to reserve judgment this far. My only issue is that the campaign played along, even though I looked at it politically and said they can't use delegates and then try to unseat him. That would be seen as stealing an election. But they used that, I guess, to keep the momentum going, and it would then be a betrayal. That's my issue, Christopher Monckton, Lord Monckton.
I can see that very much. And I think we now have to hope and pray that Mitt Romney, who does look like ending up as the official Republican candidate, is going to toughen up his act and raise his game. I think he does have one advantage, which is these days frighteningly rare in politics. He has set up and grown and run what is now a very successful international business. And at least, therefore, he knows how many beans make five, which is more than can be said of the amateur. I think that's the epithet everybody's now using of President Obama, after a book by a New York Times journalist, of all people, called The Amateur, describing the really catastrophic performance of Obama in office.
Obama thinks there's 47 states. Absolutely. Let's shift gears out of that. I mean, not 47, 57 states. I'm now channeling Obama, not 50. Lord Monckton, shifting gears, what's the latest you've got breaking from Hawaii?
Well, it's very clear now that somebody in the Hawaiian Health Department knew that the document that now appears on the White House website is a forgery. It's clear it is a forgery, that much we've discussed before. But it's now clear, and I did an analysis on this for my fellow hereditary peers, those are the people who don't have a seat or vote but still take an interest in politics, but have a historic connection with the House of Lords, and we, you know, I do papers for them from time to time, and they do them for me. And what I've discovered is that when you analyze exactly what happened, how this document came to be requested, how it found its way to the White House, it's very clear that even if the White House didn't know this document was a forgery, and there's a certain amount of evidence that actually it didn't, there's a lot of evidence that, in fact, it's really compelling and overwhelming evidence that somebody, and I don't know who, in the Hawaiian Health Department knows that document to be a forgery. And everybody from the governor downwards is very, very carefully looking the other way. But I don't think that's now going to be a sustainable position. I've had advice from a constitutional expert about this. He said, first of all, those who try to say this is an inconsequential matter, an issue that doesn't really matter, it's a historical clause in the Constitution that no longer has any relevance, these, he says, flatly are incorrect. You amend the Constitution or you abide by it. And what should now happen is there must be an opening up of the official record of Mr. Obama's birth to independent forensic scrutiny here in Hawaii. Unless and until that is done, there is now, in my view, sufficient doubt about where he was born to justify even his supporters from withholding their vote from him at the next election on the ground that they can't be sure that he is the president and that he himself, by endorsing the posting up on the White House website of a document which is a manifest and maladroit forgery, and then by doing absolutely nothing about it when an eminent sheriff has found, after 6 months' examination, that it is a forgery, they can now, and I think must now, legitimately, withhold their vote from this man unless and until he clears the matter up by taking the blindingly obvious step he has not taken so far, which is to say to the department in Hawaii, come on, let's open up the forensic record, to the original record to forensic inspection by both sides, so that there can be no more nonsense about this. The fact that neither he nor Hawaii have done this, and that he, in fact, as his very first executive order when he took office, on the first full day of his holding office, was an order sealing all his personal past records. A most extraordinary first executive order by a president. Narcissistic in the extreme, you may think. But why did he do this? He did this, presumably, inferentially, because he has something to hide.
Because it was the sword of Damocles hanging over his head and expanding. The mainstream media acts like we've been given proof after proof. First, they said we'd always been given the original when it was clearly a receipt that wasn't even a copy of the original. They said nothing else existed. Then they gave us the ridiculous fake. Then Abercrombie, right before that, the governor of Hawaii, where you are, said to the reporter, well, I've looked, it's not there. Obama has a problem. That's a quote. A few months later, it pops up. They never let forensic inspection happen. The AP and others had a different weird copy, all different colors, different fonts. I mean, this is crazy. And the fact that they've sealed all their records, they said it was a conspiracy theory that he'd never been named Barry Sotero. That was later confirmed. The records cut out in Kenya, they say looks like theft. There wouldn't be records if it hadn't been there. This is pretty scary, the blackmail potential of this, Lord Monckton.
Well, this is another big problem. There are people who know exactly what the true position is. At least two, as far as I can track down, here in Hawaii, know exactly what that position is. And, you know, it would not surprise me, given the visit here last week by Sheriff Arpaio's cold case posse, it would not surprise me at all that they are on the trail of these people and will eventually be working with the Hawaii Police Department to feel some colours, as we say in Britain. I don't think this is going to go away now, and I think it's not going to go away for one rather startling reason, which was given to me by the very eminent constitutional expert whom I consulted.
He said, tell you what, Lord Monckton, say that we've got to go to break. Tell us about this big bombshell on the other side. and then we'll continue with phone calls. Adam Kokesh popping in. Lord Monckton is our guest. We'll give you his website when we come back.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need.
All right, we're getting a quick update from Lord Monckton right now. We're almost out of time with him. I'd like to welcome him back next week for a full hour if he can do it. We've got all this breaking Ron Paul news, and I've got some other important news I need to hit before this hour's up. So what was the big intel you got from a constitutional scholar, Lord Monckton?
It's very interesting. This is an experienced lawyer, long in practice in constitutional law. He's appeared before the Supreme Court. He knows his way around. And he said that any defendant who was accused of a criminal offense created by a law signed by President Obama into law, is entitled to raise in his defense the question whether or not the president is the president, the law, and therefore the offense he's charged with, an offense at all. And he can insist on his right to go in the person of forensic experts acting for his attorneys to have a look at the original record in Hawaii to satisfy himself that that record is indeed a genuine record of your president's birth. And this is virtually bound to happen. According to this lawyer, he said it's only a matter of time before attorneys for one defendant or another accused of some crime signed into law by the president.
That information could be subpoenaed.
Of this defense, absolutely, they have the absolute right. The precedent is Brady versus Maryland, 49 years ago, in which it was said that the prosecution has to facilitate the defense by making sure that any information or documentation in their hands or under their control or accessible to them, which in any way might tend to exonerate or exculpate the accused, must be made available to the defense. It's an absolute overriding right of the defense. And this is going to happen. It's only a matter of time, he says. It may happen between now and the election. It may happen after the election. But at some point, it is going to happen. And then the whole shabby house of cards is going to come down. And in the meantime, Alex, if anyone wants to find out more about this and realize that you and I are not just pointy-headed birthers, but there is really good reason to doubt this, then I have sent to your website, Infowars.com, a copy of the briefing paper that I wrote for my fellow hereditary peers. So it is available for anyone to just download.
Oh, good. Let me stop you, Lord Monckton. I'll find out what address you sent that to make sure we post it at Infowars.com. But we can also find it at scienceofpublicpolicy.org. Is it up there?
You won't find it there because it's not really within their subject matter, but it is within yours. So I've sent it to your folk. Chris and Jaron have both got it. And so you'll be able to put it up on your website.
Yes, sir. We will post it right now. It's a 20-page document. We did get it. I don't believe it's posted yet. It'll be posted by Don. Kurt's on vacation right now at Infowars.com. It'll be up there in the next 5 minutes.
Excellent. So anyone who wants to study this for themselves and see why it is that I think that Sheriff Arpaio is probably right, and I have independently talked to forensic experts on everything from the typewriting to the electronic layers of which the document is composed, you'll find a summary of the points that impressed me as suggesting that there is something very desperately wrong with the document now appearing on the White House website. And let's be clear about this. It is not we, Alex, who are raising the issue here. It is President Obama who's raised this issue here, raised these doubts, created these legitimate doubts about where he was born by putting up on the White House website a manifestly, obviously bogus document. You'll see that from my peer's briefing paper when you get it. It's an obviously bogus document. There is no argument about it. It is definitely bogus. And the question is this. He knows now that a serious sheriff is saying it's bogus. He knows now that this is spreading. It can't be put back in its box. Court cases happening all over America.
Well, it's just like the global warming crowd being caught in fraud after fraud. Their house of cards is imploding. These are forgerous fraudsters.
And it's the same people. This is the thing. What has happened is that the left has now become so fixated on whatever the party line happens to be that they are now incapable of recognizing that there even is such a thing as right and wrong or true and false. The only thing they recognize is what is expedient that backs the party line and what is inexpedient because it doesn't. And that's the only measure that they now use. There is no morality left in the left. They've abandoned all reason. They've abandoned all understanding that some things are true and some things are not true. Some things are right and some things are not right. And until they get back to that, they are going to continue the long, inexorable decline that began under Ron Reagan and Margaret Thatcher with the collapse of Soviet communism. And soon we will have the collapse of communism here once your president is removed humiliatingly from office for not having been straight about where he was.
Well, let's hope that's the case. Lord Christopher Monckton, thank you for the update. I want to get you back up soon. You're going down to the big globalist confab in Rio. Thank you so much. When is Rio, Lord Monckton?
Rio is in about 10 days' time. It's in mid-June.
You're going to be on then, sir. We're booking you right now. Scienceofpublicpolicy.org. Read his paper at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, let me hit some news here real quick before we go to more of your calls and Adam Kokesh coming up on the Ron Paul front. See, I get Lord Monckton's perspective of, okay, it's a dead end for Ron Paul, try to influence Romney. But you would want to communicate that as the new strategy to your supporters first, and that's not what happened. Ron Paul puts out one message that, oh, we're going to win, we're going to get the delegates, we're going to overthrow it. And then meanwhile, you know, a month ago, hey, we're suspending campaigning. But that's not what we really mean. And then Rand Paul's on the show and acts like it's all over. People are like, Jones, don't say that's what they're saying. Again, it's delusional. And I'm just telling you how the listeners, how the supporters of Ron Paul and Rand Paul are going to take this, and it's incredibly negative. But again, they've done a great job with their votes, with what they've done. They're great men. I'm not saying they're bad guys, but if they're trying to merge the Republican Party, we need to let them know we don't like what's happening. Before I go back to your calls and then Adam Kokesh, I want to shift gears here. This story is up on the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. It originates from Infowars.com. Green police Miami Beach to make recycling compulsory, $2,500 fine. Now, they've already started this in Australia, England, and areas, and in New York. What is it? You know, $1,000 fine for cat litter in the ladies' trash. And they come and search your trash, and they get block captains who get part of the tickets. They're like meter maids. $2,000 a day fines for dust in your barn. I mean, this is meant to shut us down. The big factories, they're exempt. Animal ID, premises ID, all of this. Audi's infamous Green Police Super Bowl commercial may not be far off. Well, the makers were in the San Francisco Chronicle saying, we're here to acclimate you. This is the plan. Miami Beach has passed an ordinance that makes recycling compulsory with those who fail to comply under threat of fines of $2,500, Miami Herald reports. Now, it's just like all the other garbage we see. This is tyranny. This is not, you know, Madoff can steal money. Only after incredible pressure does he get in trouble. Corzine can steal money, doesn't get in trouble. All of this, I mean, that's the real crime going on. And no amount of tax raising, no amount of this is going to keep the government going. It's designed to collapse. Now, I want to go shift gears into some other areas. I saw a story out of WHTC Radio saying, what if, truly a moot point. And they go on to say, so what if they're putting in all over the country pre-crime cameras that track what you're doing? If you don't just walk straight on the subway or on the sidewalk, if you stop and read something, the police come, that's suspicious. And they say, so what? You know, it's a moot point. And, of course, in the Daily Mail picked up on our article afterwards, new surveillance cameras will use computer eyes to find pre-crimes by detecting suspicious behavior and calling for guards. Again, we wrote an article about this in the Daily Mail, picked it up, but we can show folks our article about San Francisco getting pre-crime cameras. That's actually the article. In fact, here it is right here. San Francisco to get pre-crime surveillance cameras. This came out yesterday. It was also on the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. System alerts authorities to suspicious behavior before crime is committed. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. And I saw all these sites say, so what, it keeps us safe. Like this article from earlier this year, actually of May of last year. Look at this document cam, guys. High-tech cameras to record kids' food choices in school, cafeterias, ABC News, Department of Defense grants, San Antonio, Texas. Everything they eat is tracked, and the kids are going to get in trouble if they don't finish their apple. Laptops that the school issues free that you pay for with taxes, they're not free. You're paying for that. Where should I put this to get a document cam shot? Where should I put it? Here, there? I'll put it wherever you want. Okay. So there's the article right there. People watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Yes, this is real. The system has always admitted that this is the plan. This has always been the plan. Is a total control grid to restrict your guns, to restrict your movement. If you're not a good globalist, they're going to turn your passport off. They're not going to let you buy and sell. They've now said this. 30,000 armed drones, checkpoints, TSA, everything. Hiring pedophiles at every department to run it. All real. This is what tyranny looks like. And so I see people making jokes going, so what? Let the cops have pre-crime stuff. It's like license plate reading cameras. In the future, they can... I saw the police 5 years ago in Austin, went to the Texas legislature, try to get a law passed that people that had criticized police, that would be in a database when they pull you over or when a license plate reader hits you. So now you wear like a yellow star that you're a patriot. We already had the police under orders pulling over people with Ron Paul stickers when we protested Bilderberg. Do you know what this is going to be used for in the hands of the tyrants? Look, we're being totally enslaved. This stuff is coming down on us. So you want smart cameras watching everybody? It's used to watch kids at school. Okay? This is what's going on. This is outrageous what's happening. So I guess the kids deserve to have smart cameras watching them. Now even in the bathrooms. They now record naked children in the showers and say it's freedom. There's nothing these crooks won't do. You know, I remember 3 years ago I'd talk about laptops in California and in Pennsylvania. where they admitted they were watching the kids at home with them, and people didn't believe me. They didn't believe me 7 years ago when Google put out a press release to stockholders saying we watch people over their cameras at home without them knowing. Now the CIA director admits it, and people are like, you're a kook for not wanting the government to watch you without warrants. I'm like, what? I'm a kook because I don't want it? See, it goes from it isn't happening to, oh, the death panels aren't happening to, hey, you don't want death panels. You don't want people to have a right to have the government kill them. This isn't your right to die. It's the right for the government to kill you because you're now under socialist health care. They want the money and then the control. They don't want you to get the health care. It's how it works. We have Adam Kakesh lined up, guys. Fantastic. We're getting him connected right now on Skype to get his take on all this. But, you know, it's just a lot of things like the Ron Paul people starting to endorse kind of neocons like Ted Cruz. And I get the fact that he's running against somebody even worse, but I don't get that. I mean, it's just they're becoming mainline. They're being co-opted, not the other way around. Ron Paul saying, go, you know, we're not going to win the delegates now, but go and sit there as my little pretty block, you know, for my son to get some position. And by the way, be respectful of a Republican criminal system that robs and steals and sells torture and secret arrest and stole the election from Ron Paul. I mean, don't you know that's going to be political suicide for you guys? And then the system wins instead of keeping the liberty movement going. Don't you understand that? I got a bunch of callers we're going to try to get to you, but I wanted to get Adam Kakesh, who's, you know, had his own TV show, syndicated radio, been a huge Ron Paul supporter, a Marine Corps, you know, veteran of Fallujah and other events over in Afghanistan, spoke out against it once he got home. He's been a huge Ron Paul supporter. He started freaking out a few weeks ago, and everybody said, are you going to talk about this? I said, I'm going to reserve judgment. Because I'm not sure yet, and I'm still not. But now I've gone from 17 years of supporting Ron Paul and appreciating the work and his voting record and saying he's something special and so's Rand, to saying maybe they're more like mainline, you know, far-right politicians, kind of like a Senator DeMint. Do I hate him like Dianne Feinstein? Do I hate him like, you know, Chuckie Schumer? No. Or, you know, somebody like, Harry Reid? No. They you know, they're overall better than the others, but wow. Then I get told if I go there, I need to be respectful in Tampa. You know, that's rubbing it in right there. That's rubbing it in right there. And so maybe we should get people like Cruz on. He's running for Senate and you know, really, really grilling. Maybe he's rolled over and shown a new leaf to liberty. But Adam Kokesh, host of Adam versus the Man, you were out at Bilderberg with us. That was awesome. What is your overall take on this? Why have you gotten soured more and more towards the Paul system? I mean, is it that it looks like we're just taken for granted and that now they've got the sexier, cooler mainline rhinos, you know, with their pacemakers? I mean, what's going on here?
Well, thanks, Alex, for the introduction. But I do kind of take issue with that characterization of souring on the Ron Paul movement, because it is a distinct sort of sub-movement of the broader Levolution.
Well, let me stop you. I'm not saying you're souring. I mean, liberty goes on. The great, but the people made Ron Paul and Rand Paul, and I'm saying souring to what the upper echelon is doing.
Well, that's not what people are souring to. People are really confused and frustrated now with what they're seeing out of Ron Paul Inc., out of the Ron Paul campaign, starting with the statement about 3 weeks ago from Jesse Benton, effectively conceding the race before it was, I don't know if you can say, officially conceded now.
And then saying they didn't concede it. Exactly. Political doublespeak.
Right. And there was a lot of mixed messaging coming out of the Ron Paul campaign. And I want to not be a sycophant to Ron Paul and not be someone who doesn't question him. But I don't think that the failings of the Ron Paul campaign are a result of Ron himself necessarily selling out, possibly being taken advantage of, as you've been following, I'm sure, the travails of Jesse Benton and how many people that he's managed to piss off in the grassroots. But there is a theory now, and I'm going to be testing this. I have some interviews coming up for my show about where Jesse Benton came from. And from what I know from reliable sources, he was actually sleeping and living with another woman when he first got picked up by the Ron Paul campaign in 2007, and then ended up marrying Jesse or Ron Paul's granddaughter, Valerie Pyatt, and has worked his way into the organization since then. Clearly, at very least, getting overpaid and overtrusted with authority that he doesn't deserve, well in over his head, pretty incompetent as a campaign manager. But
well, I have to say, I've had high-level people in the campaign off record tell me that. And I mean, the most senior people just say they do not know what they're doing. And I think we should give them the benefit of the doubt and say for now, that's what's happening. I mean, to be clear here, you're saying you take issue with the souring point. I meant souring with, yes, what the echelon, what the leadership of Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul, Inc. was doing. We here as original supporters, myself 17 years, we have a right to say, hey, you know, suddenly don't have the delegates contest. Suddenly Mitt Romney's great. I mean, Mitt Romney has got a pretty bad record.
And Paul, but to stick with what's happening with Ron, because Ron is the center of this. He is the center of the movement. He is the one who commands the organization of Ron Paul Inc., Campaign for Liberty, his presidential campaign, the Liberty PAC, various other organizations that are all a part of this that have gotten Jesse Betten over $500,000 in the last year in salary and various kickbacks. But Trigvi Olsen was involved with all of the color revolutions, has been a longtime interventionist, and was the adult in the room that Mitch McConnell sent to help run the Kentucky race for Rand Paul that Jesse Betten managed and take
after
credit
the
for.
Republicans tried to shoot Rand down.
Right. And Trigvi Olsen is now a consultant for the presidential campaign whose consulting firm has gotten over $200,000 from them. But what Rand Paul represents is not what Ron Paul represents. And I think most of us have always known this, and he's been kind of open about it. And people have had the same delusional thinking that they have about Ron Paul applied to him. And I don't mean to say that it's delusional to admire Ron Paul for all that he's accomplished, for the millions of hearts and minds he is free, for the incredible work.
No, I agree, but let's shift gears on limited time. For those that don't know, Ron Paul's come out and said, okay, looks like we're not going to be able to win with 20% of the delegates. Go there and be respectful. Be respectful of all the stuff the Republican machine's done. I don't like that. And I'm allowed as an evil American to have my views here. And Ron Paul said 4 years ago, we put them on the map early on with half their contributions for my show. And we've been there the entire time. I'm telling you, my listeners, 95%, we've got polls going, are very upset. I'm just saying the campaign needs to be clear about this. And if people have been speaking for them that aren't right, or if things have gotten off track, they need to get back on track right now. That's my question to you, Adam, with your hand on the pulse of the grassroots. Is this as explosively dangerous to the whole Paul Inc., which I want to continue and be constitutional, as I see it being dangerous?
Well, in a way, Ron Paul Inc. is now at odds with the movement that Ron inspired, and that's the challenge here. And really, this falls at Ron's feet, and you're correct. And Alex, I hope to see you in Tampa. Are you going to be there?
I wasn't going to go. I was going to let everybody just go. But now that we're being told we behave ourselves, I think I am going to have to come.
Just so that you can disbehave. Sure. Well, there's this problem between the grassroots and the campaign now because of lack of direction. And that really does fall at Ron's feet. You know, I'm organizing the Veterans for Ron Paul March on the RNC. Ron Paul is the choice of the troops.com, having gotten more campaign.
You better behave yourself. Wait a minute. Don't you embarrass Mittens.
Well, we're going to go and make a scene and do what Ron Paul said in his latest email, saying that we are going to force the establishment to listen to the Liberty message. We are going to force them. We are going to be in their faces with that. So I'm running with that. And Ron.
So what's going on here? We've got a mixed message, I guess, to make Romney feel good and cozy up to Rand. And then you've got Paul with his message to the original troops.
Well, everybody's looking at Ron Paul, and the million-dollar question is, what is he going to do with all of this momentum? Is he going to demand a speaking spot? And if he does, what's he going to say? Is he going to call out?
That's not enough. That's not enough. We want to go take it over and have a huge fracas, or run third party to inject real issues.
Or have the culmination of the Ron Paul revolution be Secretary of the Transportation Department, Rand Paul. And I don't think that's going to cut it either. So there's this idea that the Republican Party is the face of the military-industrial complex. The real purpose of the Republican establishment is to subvert the legitimate American will to freedom, the desire to create a truly American society, and pervert it with interventionism, to pervert it with the modern warfare.
The opposite of what George Washington stood for, Empire America versus Republic America.
And that's why Jesse Benton may have been sent by the establishment to get Trygve Olson into Ron's inner circle and to support Rand Paul and to convince him, to convince Ron to do all of these things that are contrary to his message. So Ron is a human being.
Are you saying this is idiocy, or are you saying there is a Benedict Arnold in the woodpile?
It's both. It is absolutely both. I can tell you decisively it is both. And as Ron Paul supports, we have to acknowledge his shortcomings as well. He is not the greatest organizational leader. He is not the greatest commander of the movement. He is not going to be the one who is going to give direction and organize and take charge. And to be fair, to be absolutely perfectly fair as we should be with Ron, he's demonstrated poor judgment in the past. If you look at the racist newsletters, and I'm not saying that Ron is racist, that's absolute crap, but as he admitted himself, it was a failure of oversight.
It was a big business. They had dozens of people, 10 or 15 different versions, yeah.
So I don't know how much it's Ron's actual shortcomings as an organizational leader and, you know, or his gullibility and how far that goes to explaining what's going on. But on the other side, you also have the Benedict Arnolds. You have Rand Paul now endorsing Mitt Romney. And there may be some strategy behind that, but clearly he's not serving the message. I mean, we should not be surprised that warmongering Rand Paul, who voted for the act of war against Iran of sanctions, is now supporting the other pro-war candidate.
Well, you're calling him warmongering. I think he went with that as a second path or a third path to not having war.
Well, I that's like, hey, let's just have a little bit of war. Let's just have a little bit of tyranny and fascism. But there are lots of...
Stay there. Final segment. I'll be going to Overdrive to take calls. And if you don't have time, I got the nightly news to do. Man, this is crazy. But we as Ron Paul supporters, we put him on the map. We're allowed to get angry.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're not backing off. We're constitutionalists. We're going to kick the foreign banks out of this country. We're going to restore the republic. We've had incredible success using Ron Paul as a vehicle to educate people. The fight goes on. Talking to Adam Kokesh, I've talked to senior people. They've sat out there when they've been guests on the show, senior in the campaign, and said, what's going on here and there? And they're like, oh, man, they don't know what they're doing. They're like 25 years old. The people that are older on the campaign actually aren't running things. But I never said all that on air. So I want to think it's been, because nobody's perfect when you're in the arena, this fog of political war, all of that. But whoever told Ron Paul to come out and say, after we're going to go and fight with the delegates, to now, well, it's clear we can't win, so we're just going to go and be respectful. And then Rand, a little too sweetie cake over Mitt Romney. And I understand it's an honor to get considered for vice president. I understand the lofty power and all that. But I've been offered power and didn't sell out. And look, I was already very successful, probably more so because I didn't sell out. I did it my way, as Frank Sinatra would say. But because you can't compromise with this. There's no way they're going to influence Romney. It's going to be the other way around. And I knew instinctively this morning when I got up and saw this, it's been out since last night, that people weren't going to go along with this. So I don't know. In closing, Adam Kokesh, we're going to come back in overdrive, take a few calls for folks that are holding. But the 3-4 minutes we have left, repeat what you said to me during the break. Because folks, don't press me to say names or I will, okay, about campaign people. I didn't want to go here. But I'm not going to sit by and be told I've got to worship Mitt Romney. It ain't happening. Okay, and it's not that I love Obama. It's just that trick has worn out here. I get the left-right paradigm. I mean, it's either the incompetence or the Benedict Arnold theory. What do you think's happening here?
Well, just to be clear, I think Rand Paul sold out in his heart a long time ago if he ever had something to sell out in the first place. He was never really a libertarian. He never believed in the cause. He voted for sanctions against Iran. That's an act of war. That's not like Ron Paul supporting the Defense of Marriage Act, which is something sort of insignificant around the margins and questionable. This is an act of war. Rand Paul voted for an act of war. The fact that he's supporting Mitt Romney over his father for political expediency should really come as no surprise. But what I was saying is that the actions that we see out of Ron Paul, Inc., in some ways a betrayal of the grassroots, are a combination of the, I don't want to say incompetency, but maybe shortcomings of Ron Paul as an organizational leader on one hand, and the corruption of his organization by leeches and those who would subvert what he is actually trying to do on the other. So how much of each constitutes what's actually happening, it's hard to say. But at very least, Jesse Benton is a huge leech on the campaign, grossly overpaid, incredibly incompetent. But we have to see what Ron has been trying to do here. And I got to say, from everything that I've seen, and I don't have time to get into each of the points that has led me to the conclusion that Ron Paul was never running to win in the first place, I don't think that that's what he was doing. I think he was running to get as close to winning without actually being a threat to winning as possible and have as much of an impact on changing the dialogue and helping take over the party as possible.
Yeah, it's an info war, and so this is really his plan, and he needs to come out and state that instead of playing along like he was really moving to win. I mean, not even really fighting for Texas, California. Absolutely. And if they would just be honest with us about the strategy, then it wouldn't be as bad. Do you agree with me, though, this is blowing up big time in their face?
Absolutely. And I think that's a reflection of the fact that there are leeches on Ron Paul's campaign. I think more people like Jesse Benton, Trevi Olson are the ones trying to set up Rand for 2016. Maybe Doug Weed and John Tate, they want to keep the Ron Paul Inc. gravy train going so that they can keep collecting their outsized salaries. But what's more important here is that Ron has still done an incredible amount to spread the message. He has done.
Yeah, don't let this steal our victory. Don't let the mainstream media make this a big wedge issue. See it for what it is. Move forward. Don't let it be a distraction. But let Ron and all them know that we're aware of what's going on and that we particularly don't like what's happening.
And it's quite possible that people are being threatened. I mean, we don't know. These are violent, dangerous extremists that have taken over our government and taken over the Republican Party and turned it into the war party. So
I hear you. Great job, Adam Kokesh.
Thank you for listening.
We'll talk to you again next week or Sunday.
Visit GCNLive.com today.